This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Metal Shop right now. I'm talking with Pete Lloyd. He is a musician from an amazing band called Replicant, and they have a new record coming out on the 12th. And this record, you can pre-order it. You can buy it's called Infinite Mortality. Sorry, I had to pull it up. And it's out on Transcending Obscurity Records. Let's look at the merchandise. You can buy some shorts, a hoodie. You can buy a skateboard. I'm just kidding. But it is
coffee mug.
So many, dude. I believe the record might actually be sold out in some of the different colors. So there's a high demand for it. It's coming out the 12th. Band from New Jersey. I talked with you guys a couple of years ago. Put out my favorite record of that year. And now you're back. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, buddy. I'm glad that I didn't know that it was your favorite record of that year. That's amazing to hear.
Yes, it was between that and God's Hate. So we got some skronky guitars and some beat down dummy hardcore.
Perfect. What could be better?
Exactly. A lot has happened in your life. You're now a dad.
I am. Yeah. I have two kids.
Two kids. So what are their names? Are you allowed to tell us what their names are?
And
wish them a wonderful night.
Yeah. Thank you. they're identical twins. Oliver and Benjamin. They're about to be two. They're born on 420. Woo!
Nice. What do they think of dad's wacko music?
They love it.
Really? Actually.
They love it. I play them all kinds of death metal, and they are obsessed with the band Edge of Sanity from Sweden. Yeah.
That's incredible.
They love Edge of Sanity. There's a song on the album called Purgatory Afterglow called Blood Colored. And they'll just walk around the house going, blood colored, blood colored, blood colored.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
So you're aware that Max Cavalera now plays in bands with his sons.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, you have identical twins and they're obsessed with Dan Suano and Edge of Sanity specific, they're hyper focused on this specific style of music. Playing drums and guitar, and you guys could be the Lloyd family death metal band.
That's it. Yeah.
Years.
That's the plan. Ben is really, he's already like, just kind of like always like doing the drum motion, and he says drums.
Wow.
So I'm like, all right, perfect. You're the drummer. So then Oliver, you got to play guitar or bass or sing or whatever. But that's the plan really, is to just have kids so I can just like make them be in a band with me and like get them to like listen to death metal from an early age, so they're like, you know, indoctrinated.
Is your wife just rolling her eyes over there like,
She's like, well, at least it's not like in Baby Shark or, you know, like some other like kids like that.
Fair enough.
She tries to get them to listen to like 50s and 60s kind of music, and she also loves Coheed and Cambria, so it's kind of a weird mix over here. But they listen to pretty good music, I think, for most 2-year-olds.
These kids have better taste in metal than most of the, you know, people I know. That's great.
It's true. They do. I mean, they do really, you know, when they hear a riff, they're like, get into it. It's pretty great.
Speaking of riffs, you are one of the foremost appreciators of Nevermore outside of the Northwest. They're huge here in the Northwest. But you're one of the people that really always comments about how much you love Nevermore. So when did you fall in love with Nevermore?
They're huge in my heart for forever. When did I fall in love with Nevermore? Well, when I was in college, which was a long time ago now, like 20 years ago. So this was like maybe around the Napster time. File sharing starting to really kind of take off. I got to college and we had this intranet.
DC++.
Yeah. It's called Optimus Prime was the name of the server. And I just started downloading like everything I could get. And somebody was like, yo, this band Nevermore is pretty sick. And that was 2003. No, that was like 2004, 2005. So that was probably like Dead Heart era, I think I want to say. Maybe Enemies of Reality, whatever. So anyway, it was Enemies of Reality. So I got Enemies of Reality and I was like, this is amazing. Cause I was huge into like Iron Maiden and Blind Guardian. I loved like power metal, but I also loved like, you know, shreddy crap. So I was like, this is perfect. Immediately fell in love with it. And, they played with Opeth and Into Eternity. I don't know if you remember that band from Canada.
Yeah,
at Webster Hall in New York City in like 2000 and also like 2005. My roommate saw it. And I was like, this is like my favorite band ever. They blew me away. And then saw them a lot of times after that. I drove down to like Virginia to see them a bunch because they did this tour with Opeth, another tour with Opeth. But then they played a one-off show in Virginia and like me and a friend drove down and like, I got to like talk to the guys and they were super cool. And like the show was amazing. It's like that show on YouTube that's got like a billion views of like Chris Broderick and Jeff Loomis doing like their guitar, like solo shred off.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, like ever since then, they've been like my favorite band. So
you were
I've seen them. I was at that show. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I was like in the front row too. I was just like, this is incredible.
So now that Jeff Loomis is not an archenemy, I've for a long time wondered like what it would sound like if he was in a band like Decapitated or, you know, more of a like a tech death or something more brutal. Like I'm curious, how sick would that be, you know, to have like Jeff Loomis really try something a little bit different?
It'd be incredible. I mean, like, think of like, you know, the beginning of the like Born, right? It's like it's like almost a death metal riff, right? So it's like, you know, and like he's such a good like he writes such good like riffy, like heavy, catchy like parts where it's like, you know, he do it.
Yeah.
And it's like he's like buddies with that guy Keith Merrow. You know, they did like Concrete Dystopia, right? And like Keith is in that band Nightmare, which is like that, you know, kind of like wacky skronky death metal band. So it's just like, Jeff, just you should try it too. Like get into it, man. Like it would be so sick.
I think he should probably just join Replicant and you guys could have
he could take my spot if he wants to join Replicant. I would love to see that.
The other day I saw a hardcore band and there wasn't anything like super intricate with this band. But they had three guitarists and it sounded heavy and it was stupid and awesome. I don't know. What do you think about that? If someone that you loved was like, hey, can I join your band? Would you be like, sure, let's just add a third guitarist or is that too much?
I mean, I feel like only Iron Maiden can really get away with the three guitarists because like one of them is always kind of running around the stage, like playing with the Eddie that's walking around. But, I mean, I guess if Jeff Loomis really wanted to be a Replicant, I would give him a shot. I'd let him audition at least.
I saw Iron Age one time and they had three guitarists too. I think that was pretty sick. Anyways, we could get into about, we're just nerding out here. The real thing that we're talking about is your record. Congratulations on the album.
Thank you.
I ordered the t-shirt. I got the album cover the album, looking at the cover right now. Beautiful artwork. You guys always have, just like, awesome artwork, the last one and then this new one. What are your thoughts on like AI generated artwork, like Pestilence and
what do you think,
man? Do you think we should lean into it and accept it, or do you think it's pretty ugly? It's like, okay, looks good enough yet.
Yeah, I agree, definitely. No, I'm not a big fan. I like AI. I'm not like anti-AI. Like I think it has its like benefits and, you know, with like the proper it's going to get out of control. It's going to get crazy because we're humans and we can't help ourselves. But yeah, like the AI artwork, I'm not a big fan of. It's like, yeah, like you said, it's just so obvious and it just looks, it's just like no effort, right? It's just like, man, like you couldn't put any effort into this, right? You just like typed in a few words and plunk, and then it's like, all right, well, let's just slap this. You know, it's like, I don't know. It just doesn't have a soul, obviously. But yeah, we are super fortunate to have worked with a few really amazing artists and painters. This album cover was done by a woman named Allie Tuttle. She did the Malignant Reality cover as well. And yeah, she's an incredible artist. Just super intricate, super detailed. She did the full panel too this time. So there's a front and a back, and it's like, you know, one piece. So if you like lay it out, it's this really cool painting. And our first releases too, we worked with a great painter named Dan Rivera for Negative Life and the Hypochondria split, or the EP. But yeah, I'm huge into like the artwork and the aesthetic and like the packaging and everything. So we're gonna keep going the human route.
Okay, cool, nice. Lean into the humanity of it all.
Yeah.
Your last record, Malignant Reality, it wasn't just me who was saying how good it was. You guys got a lot of good, like, critical fanfare for it, you know? Did that surprise you at all, being that you guys aren't, like, a, you know, go out there and tour your asses kind of band? You're not on, like, a major label or, you know, a humongous metal label or something.
Yeah.
Still pretty underground. Did it surprise you how much, you know, critical acclaim you got?
I think it was a nice surprise, for sure. You know, because our first album came out 2018 on a smaller Canadian label. There was some people who like really loved it, right? But it's like, you know, it was like a lot came out that year, kind of like, you know, that was the end of it. And then, you know, when we started working on this album, we were like, okay, like, you know, we really want to like up the kind of like in your face, kind of like almost like bring in a little bit more of like the hardcore influence. So like Mike and I would always say like Negativa, you know, like, which is like the Gorguts kind of like side project. It's like Negativa meets like Marauder, right? Like Master Killer Marauder meets like some scrunky like Gorguts metal. And that's like what we wanted like Malignant Reality to be. We're just going to go for it, you know? And Kunal from Transcending Obscurity, he really liked the first album and he had reached out to us and wanted to do like some records with us. So we were like, yeah, let's go for it. So, it was awesome. You know, people really liked it. And, we got a lot of like really great comments. Somebody called it Gorguts for Idiots. And I was like, yeah, like this is it. Like they get it. So yeah, it was cool.
So if your last album was Gorguts for Idiots, what did you guys want to like turn up or, you know, modify this piece? What was your kind of outlook going into this one?
Yeah, so we didn't want to like divert too much from that, but I think we wanted to kind of like refine it a little bit, and we wanted to bring back a little bit more of the vibe of the first album. So the first album is like very kind of like open and like kind of it's got a lot of spooky parts, and it's got a little bit more atmosphere. So we wanted to kind of bring back a little bit more of like the open kind of like, you know, spookiness, but also keep like a lot of like the kind of like knuckle dragon, like, you know, tough guy. So, cause like at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I just love to like nod my head to like a feeling bouncy ass riff. So it's like, we can't write like an album that's just like all scrunked out or just like, but at the same time, it's like, I love that. I love Voivod and Gorguts and, you know, all that whack. So it's just like, it's got to have some of it in there, but yeah. So just like a little, like the Malignant Reality kind of like idea, but with a little bit more of like the Negative Life, which is the first album, kind of like atmosphere and, you know, vibe.
Awesome, man. Well, you guys are about to go on your first European tour. Is that right?
That is correct.
So that starts April 12th.
March.
Your album comes out April 12th. Your tour is starting like pretty much right now, right?
2 weeks. Yeah. Or yeah. From whenever this comes out, it's starting on the 29th.
Awesome, man. So are you, probably isn't your first time in Europe, is it?
It's my first time playing a show in Europe, awesome. But it's not my first time being on the landmass that is known as Europe.
So, you know, who are you guys playing with? And like, was this something you guys booked yourselves or, you know, how'd you guys get hooked up with this?
Yeah, so we actually got hit up by the, so we're going on tour with the band Anachronism from Switzerland. Awesome fin band. Also in like this crunky death metal realm. We have like known of each other for a long time, and we kind of like chatted like briefly on Instagram over the years. And around maybe last summer, they had reached out to us and they were like, hey, like we were supposed to do a European tour with the band Sunless from Minnesota, who are on Willowtip. They are not able to do it. Like, would you guys be like interested in like coming over to Europe and doing this tour with us? So we were like, yeah, like that sounds awesome. And they were like, yeah, like we're going to book it. Like we have an agent, like we will take care of all the logistics and the equipment and stuff. They're pretty much like, if you guys could just come over, just let's do it. So yeah, they booked all the, like their agent, our booking agent, who's now our booking agent. On a cult booking, his name's Andrea, like set it all up. We're playing some really sick shows with like this band Elitist from Denmark, who are like the super sick death metal band, cult leader. We got a show at that band Ad Nauseam, who are like these like insano Italian death metal band. It's gonna be really fun. It's gonna be a super sick time, and we'll be there for like, I think it's like 16 shows.
Which countries are you most excited to visit?
All of them. I'm super stoked. We're gonna play a few shows in Germany, Switzerland, Poland. Really stoked to go to Italy. I've been to Denmark to visit, and I'm super excited to play a show in Copenhagen. I'm gonna wear my Merciful Fate shirt like a tourist. I'm pumped, man. I'm just pumped for all of it.
Two things you gotta do when you're in Berlin. Are you gonna go to Berlin? Mm-hmm. Gotta go to the Rob Halford themed rock bar called Halford Rock Bar.
Yeah.
And then when you're in Copenhagen, you gotta visit my friend David from the band Undergang, has a death metal record store.
Okay, I'm there.
And it's called Extremely Rotten Productions. And it is an only death metal store. So you can't get hardcore, you can't get power metal. It's not even just a metal store. It is specifically so, you know, it's like such a specific record store. It's like you can only get death metal, but it is the sickest death metal record store. So go there.
I'm there. Yeah, that's actually perfect because we have one day off and it's the day after in Copenhagen. So we'll have all day to check that out. Mike and I went to Norway a few years ago to go to like Blast Fest.
Yeah.
And we went to Helvet, the record store that was owned by like, and you know, what's his name? Euronymous. So that was also like, you know, it's like only the fan cult here. So
What is it still like an active like record store?
Uh-huh.
And they
I have no idea.
Crazy stuff in there.
Yeah. I mean, I have no idea who owns it. And they still have like that basement, you know, like where they took all the photos, like pretty much the way it was. But they do have like some like kind of like, I guess, pieces of nostalgia from that time period for sale or just like hanging up on the walls. But yeah, it was pretty cool.
You're going to be heading out to Europe. Do you guys think there's any possible way you could ever make it to Washington or Seattle?
I hope so. We really want to go to do a West Coast run. We got some friends and bands in like California, obviously coming out with you in Seattle. Portland probably would be sick. I think it's going to be, I'm trying to make something happen for like either the fall or maybe like next spring.
Okay.
So nothing in set in stone.
Able to fill in on tour by that time. Maybe your children will be able to, or.
Yeah, there's a low bar. I mean, they can take my spot pretty soon, I think. There's not a high bar.
Well, let's pause this for a second. We're going to go into one of your songs. This is Necrotunnel. And again, you can pick up the record Infinite Mortality, available on Transcending Obscurity. You can go to replicantband.bandcamp.com. You can look it up on Spotify, all that stuff. This is one of the new singles. This is a song called Necrotunnel. Why don't you tell me a little bit about this one before we jump into it?
This one is it's a fun boy. It's a wiggly boy, a lot of twists and turns, a lot of tunnels, a lot of necro. We're playing it live. It's a fun one.
Right on. It's Metal Shop. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Necrotunnel by Replicant, and you can pick up the record. I keep looking at Infinite Mortality. I keep pulling it up. I'm glad I have it here on a tab. Pain Enduring is the first single that we actually played, I think, about a couple months back. You guys have had quite a lead up to this. Like, you've, you know, I think you released the single pretty early on before the record was even, you know, even close to coming out. So you guys have done it pro, man. You guys have been like the full, like, ramp up promotions, man. You guys are learning. Sick.
Yeah. It feels like, if I think it was November, it feels like a million years ago. But yeah, I don't know. I love when bands like will just like be like, yo, here's our new album, and they just drop it out of nowhere. You know, or like there's like what Two Mold did a few months ago, where like they announced it on like a Monday and then it came out on like Friday. Yeah. I respect that. I want to do that one at some point. But yeah, like this, we started doing the singles like it feels like, yeah, like 5 months ago, 6 months ago. It's been a minute.
Interesting. So just a couple questions here. You are, you know, you guys are always like left of center, just like weirdo metal, but being that we are all fans of metal and we all observe the trends and stuff like that, you know, what's the next big trend in heavy metal? Because, you know, in death metal, there was the HM2, you know, the like kind of, I mean, bands like Right Out of the Northwest, Black Breath did it really well. You know, freaking, obviously Nozzum crushed it, but then there was that kind of revival of that. Gatecreeper just put out a new song and it sounds to me a lot like, Paradise Lost. You know, and a little bit of In Flames worship in there. What's the next big trend? Interesting.
I mean, yeah, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. You know, I hope more bands, I think it'd be more fun for more bands to kind of go a little more of the trad metal. You know, I'd like to see a little more like kind of King Diamond-y, you know, seeing if anybody can like, kind of like step it up like vocally, to that, like, kind of like, you know, I always like the, I don't know, the King Diamond always like resonated with me because, like, you know, the not only like the falsetto and the vocals, but also like the storytelling, right? Like, it was like the whole package, you know. It's like the album was a story, and it was like, I'm a sucker for a concept album. So I'd love to see, yeah, some more just kind of like, you know, like Warald Dane, right? Like Jeff Tate, the Queenstrike, you know, like more like, I'm a sucker for that. So I personally love all that stuff. But yeah, in terms of like death metal, I mean, who knows, man? It's like there's a lot of skronky bands out there. There's a lot of like Super Dissonant, which is like, you know, a thing now, which is cool. There's a lot of like, yeah, bands like doing like the Morbid Angel, Bolt Thrower thing. Right? There was like the Entombed Dismember, you know, HM2. So yeah, I don't know. It just seems like, I don't know. I mean, it seems like a lot of bands do look to the past. Like, you know, it's like obviously we're all inspired. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting when, you know, you kind of put some of those genres together that don't really go together. Right. And that's, again, kind of what we were trying to do with the Negativa meets Marauder. And
yes. Yeah, I wanted to mention my friend Travis. He said it, I thought, so well when he said, there's so many bands doing Scream Bloody Gore by death. I want to hear bands do other death records. You know, I want bands to try their hand at The Human or, you know, all the other stuff. He's like, they didn't stop writing good music at Scream Bloody Gore. All these bands that want to be like the most like old school American death metal. And it's like, that's cool. Anyways, I'm not trying to.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I love the later death stuff personally. I love Sound of Perseverance too. I would love if someone made a Sound of Perseverance style record.
All right. Who's better? Bruce Dickinson Iron Maiden in the 90s or the non Rob Halford Judas Priest in the 90s?
Oh man, that's tough. I'm a big Judas. I love Judas Priest. I love Iron Maiden. I don't know. I'm going to say the Blaze Bailey Iron Maiden is better than the Tim Ripper Owens. Yeah, there you go. There's like a few songs that I think are like good, like Future Real. That song's catchy as hell. The Klansman too, about the William Wallace. It's a good one. I don't think I ever listened to Jugulator or, right? Was Jugulator was with Ripper?
Yes.
Yeah, I never listened to those albums. So I'm going to say Iron Maiden.
And this is obviously not tube related, but I will mention that I've grabbed those CDs and I found three unopened, so you can see how much I love these records. No shade. I love Dio, but the later era Dio CDs, I had to have them apparently, but I've never even opened them.
That's amazing. I bet I know what they sound like. I do love Dio. I also love Rainbow.
Yes. Did you watch
Henry? There's a documentary about Rainbow?
About Dio. The Dio
documentary.
It's incredible.
I have not.
Time. You can watch it. Yeah, you can stream it. It's incredible. He started in doo-wop kind of groups, and he was just like a vocalist. And then it's an incredible documentary. And when we were sent a promo copy of it at Metal Shop, they actually sent us Dio printed Dio tissues so that when we cry during the movie, so I'm like, I'm never opening these tissues.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
A and B, that's amazing that exists. So I know what I'm doing after we get off this call.
And the kids can watch it too, because it's not, you know, it's not bad subject matter. The kids will love
it. Yeah, totally. Yeah, they would actually probably love that.
All right. So my last question for you, dude, if you were suddenly transported into a pro wrestling or MMA space and you had to choose a theme song on the spot.
It would be probably Three Dimensional Defect by Decapitated.
Yeah.
This album. Cause it's the toughest song probably of all time. And it's guaranteed to make you even throw down.
All right. Let's play it.
The other one.
Yes. What?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I was going to say my other choice. I have two, would be the song Thrice Cursed by the band Dimmock from New Jersey.
You're posting about them the other day. I saw, I tried to look them up on Discogs and buy a CD, but I didn't see anything on Discogs. So
they're very, I guess to me, they're not, but they're probably to most people, a very obscure death metal band from the 90s, early 2000s from New Jersey.
Didn't see anything, but what's the album to get?
I will say that if you want to really experience Dimmock, you should get their first album called Enter the Dragon.
Enter the Dragon.
All their songs are about fighting. And it's pretty great.
Do they have anything to do with Ripping Corpse?
Yes, actually. It's like half of the band, three quarters of Ripping Corpse.
Oh, cool. I recognize that name. Okay.
It's pretty much like when Eric Rutan joined Morbid Angel, they were like, okay, we're going to do this. And then the rest of them did Dimmock. And then he actually ended up producing and engineering, I think, all of their records.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, how sick is Eric Rutan and Cannibal Corpse now?
It's incredible. Incredible.
So cool.
I mean, I hope Pat O'Brien is okay. Yeah. But I'm very happy that, like, Eric and Cannibal Corpse is perfect. It's so sick.
We got to bring you up here and up to the actual studio when you come to Seattle, and I'll show you where Nevermore fed us weed cookies and got us really high. So Replicant album again is called Infinite Mortality. It's coming out on April 12th, and we're going to go into another song, and it's called Acid Mirror. This is one that we've been playing. Any final words for the Northwest?
Thanks for giving us Nevermore. Thanks for having me on the show. It's great to talk to you again, as always. And keep on skronking in the free world.
Keep on skronking. It's Acid Mirror, a Replicant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.